Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Anna Castillo with Ink Cosmetics, Ink Inside Out Talk Radio. Now, for the first few of you that haven't been here before, this is a talk radio show that is basically, it kind of puts everything behind the scenes of Ink and Ink Cosmetics and Ink Inside Out kind of on the table, and we wanted to offer you some new things this year. I know we did a quick show earlier in 2015, earlier this year, to tell you what might be coming up. But I do want to welcome you. Basically, the show, it provides inspirational behind-the-scenes looks and lessons on what goes on in everything beauty, with special emphasis on ways to cultivate your creativity for a more complete you. Now, that literally, we kind of cover every aspect of people's lives. For the people that have listened before, you know I have a lot going on in my life, but I have a lot of wonderful people that kind of surround me to make sure that I stay on track. Now, I encourage all of you to check out our chat room and ask some questions, or, you know, if you feel free to call in, you can ask questions either online in the chat room or on our call line, which is 516-418-5580. Again, that's 516-418-5580. Now, today we're going to talk about we have a special guest, actually. Today we're going to kind of talk about how you can keep your, I guess, your balance of your work life and your home life and your romantic life, you know, depending on if you're in a relationship or not, and, you know, your relationships with your children as well. I had an opportunity to meet a wonderful young woman who is married to a very successful man that I kind of met through a friend because of the military, and I wanted to kind of bring her on the show today to talk about a little bit about herself and a little bit about what she's doing in her life. Her name is Raquel R. R is for Rico Hubbard, and I wanted to kind of allow her to give you a how-to guide on how she handles her whole life. Which obviously can be a little bit nuts. I mean, she has a brand new baby. She's got so many things going on. I don't even know how she does it. I do want to check to see if she was able to call in. Let's see if she's there. Raquel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Anna.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure I can hear you. I don't know if you could hear me okay. Is it coming over all right?
Oh, no, yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, perfect. I don't know if I'm yelling or not because I don't get the feedback on my side. So
no,
I do want to talk. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just said no, you're good. I can hear you.
Okay, I felt like I might, because I'm in my office by myself, so sometimes it sounds like I'm yelling. And if you see me, I've got one of these ridiculous headsets on, and it's attached to my phone, and it looks like I'm a gamer. And my fiance, I don't know if you've ever seen that show or video that the guy's playing video games and he yells, he kind of goes into the game a little bit early and messes it up for everybody else. And literally all of them are wearing this kind of headset. So I'll have to take a photo and show it to you guys maybe on Instagram.
Yeah, definitely put that on Instagram.
Well, I want to welcome you to the show. I do want to talk a little bit about, actually, maybe I'll let you talk about yourself, but I know that you, we spoke briefly kind of about your background, and I know that you did go to Texas A&M. What did you study there?
My degree is in communications, and my minor was in public relations. So when I graduated, I wanted to be like a sports broadcaster because I played softball in high school, and you know, I wanted to kind of do that. And then when I got my first internship and did it, I didn't really like it. I was like, oh no, what am I going to do now? And I didn't want to stay in school longer than I had to. Like, I was ready to get out and get to work and get started on my career. And so I thought, I had taken some courses in early childhood education when I was in college. So I thought, well, you know, let me let me be a teacher. Like, I thought, I want to make a difference. I want to have a really rewarding job. And so I got my alternative certification, and I started teaching.
Did you have like a topic that you found that you wanted to kind of venture in when you were doing teaching, or were you just kind of going for it all?
Well, I wanted to teach elementary. I knew that I wanted to either teach pre-K through fifth grade. I just didn't know what grade. And so when I graduated from college, I moved back home, and I applied at my first school that I taught at, which was a charter school. And they said, well, what grade do you want to teach? And ideally, I wanted to teach, you know, maybe second or first, because they're a little bit more independent. And they told me, no, we think that you would be really great at kindergarten. And I thought, well, okay. And so I started off teaching kindergarten, and I have only taught kinder. I never taught any other grade. All of the principals that I worked for always kept me in kindergarten.
Oh, was it challenging?
Oh, my gosh, so challenging. You know, the first year I taught, like I said, I taught at a charter school. So my class was, you know, 13 students, and they were all on level. I had really great parental support, and I thought, wow, teaching is so easy. This is the easiest job. And then when I went to Northside, I taught at Powell Elementary, and it's a Title I school, so they're all economically disadvantaged, and it's very challenging. And, you know, these kids really don't come from a lot, and they look to you for positivity and to be a good role model in their lives, because they don't have a lot of that. So, you know, I found myself being more like a mother figure to them, which breaks your heart. And you kind of learn to separate yourself from that when you leave work, because if you don't, you'll drive yourself crazy. And the first week that I taught there, I thought, I don't know if I can do this. But no, I mean, I was there for a reason. I couldn't let those kids down. And I stayed teaching kinder in Title I schools for the next 8 years.
Wow. And you did a little bit of tutoring, too. You talked about that as well, right?
Yes, so when I got pregnant, I didn't want all the stress that comes from teaching, because as every teacher knows, it's a very stressful job. So I thought, well, I still want to be involved with these students, and I still want to be making a difference. So I was subbing for a little while, and then the principal at the last school I taught at was like, hey, do you want to be a day tutor? And I was like, yeah, sure. It was part-time. I did it Monday through Thursday. I tutored kinder through second grade in reading and math, and I loved it. It was just pulling small groups all day, and it was such a great job. It wasn't stressful, so yeah.
And what are the grades you were doing the tutoring? Were still elementary school, or were you doing any dealing with the high school students at that time?
No high school students. It was just kinder, first, and second grade.
Oh, okay. And then after...
Yeah.
So when you said that when you were pregnant, tell me about that portion. Like, you just kind of decided it. Obviously, you have a baby to worry about. So you kind of put that on hold, I'm assuming, and then kind of.
Yeah. So when I had my daughter, Holly, she's 6 months old, going on 7 months, I didn't want to go back into the classroom. I wanted to take a break to just be at home with her and spend as much time as possible with her. So I'm going, you know, I see myself definitely going back into the classroom, maybe next year, maybe when she's going on two. But, you know, I loved teaching, and it is my passion. It felt like it really gave me a purpose in life. So I miss that, you know, like I love my daughter and I love being with her. But, you know, you want to do something good in this lifetime. And that's one of the things that I'm really, you know, I really value, is that I've done something amazing in this lifetime. I've taught.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great thing to do.
Well, you get to affect so many lives doing that. I did I was an instructor before for military, so security forces before. So I know that feeling of being able to teach somebody something new. I do it all the time when I'm teaching someone in my makeup chair. I mean, they're like, not knowing how to use certain products or whatever. So
yeah,
no, that is an awesome feeling. And you're also, I do want to bring up the fact that you also kind of ventured into the It Works company. Do you mind telling me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So when I had my daughter, it was in February, and by April I was already getting like the itch, like, man, I just want to, you know, not so much be working, you know, going back into the classroom, like I said, but I wanted to still be able to bring in money into my household. And so my friend, Candace, she's great. She's the one who got me involved with it. And I wanted to make sure that I liked the products and that these products actually worked. Like, I wasn't going to promote something that was just a bunch of, you know, like, bull. So I wanted to make sure that the products worked, and all the products that I've tried, I love, they're amazing. You know, all the products are plant-based and natural, which was a huge plus for me. So I thought, well, I'm going to share these products with other people and still, you know, be able to make a residual income. So I'm still helping people and I'm still making, you know, money. So I thought, wow, well, this is great. And It Works has been awesome. I still bring in money and I'm still able to be at home with my daughter.
Yeah, you know, that's great. I wanted to kind of go, we only have a 30-minute show, so I don't want to cut you off at any point. But I had some people, when I did the promotion of the show, I had a few, like, immediate responses of just asking certain questions about, you know, like, how do you, one of them I got from a lady, her name is Ivana from D.C. She had asked us a question about, how are you, because this is a busy mom kind of show right now, how are you able to keep everything so organized in what you've been doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I rely on a planner. I mean, I'm very old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. I like pencil paper. I write everything down. I've used a planner since middle school, and that has just changed my life. I'd be lost without my planner. My friends in college used to make fun of me because I'd carry a planner in my backpack and then I'd planner in my purse. And they're like, is that really necessary? Like, do you need a planner when you go out? And I'm like, well, yeah, I need to know what's going on. You know, I mean, I just like to see it. And so every night before I go to bed, I always look at my planner to see what I have going on that week or for the next day. It just helps me stay focused. Like, my husband always, he has his planner in his phone, and I've tried doing that and I just can't. Like, it helps me remember if I write it down.
Do you have a specific planner that you kind of recommend?
You know, I love the planners that they have at Target. Target has really stepped up their game, I think, with planners, because they're very girly and pretty, and I'm all for some girly, pretty stuff. So my planner has, I don't even know the name of it, but it's got like big gold glitter dots on it. It's just so pretty and dainty, and I really love it, and I like getting like the colorful pens and color coding things. I think that's just the teacher in me.
Yeah, are you a visual learner?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm the same exact way, because I have to have the stickers, and it's got to be interesting for me, because or else I kind of lose interest, obviously, and I won't write anything down. But I'm the same way, because you can ask, my fiance is like, Jesus, do you need to go to another trip to Staples or Office Max or Office Depot? For the love of God.
Yeah.
Why do you need so many pens and papers? But
yeah,
I have another. What's that?
Oh, no, I said it's a really funny story. When my husband and I first moved in together, after, you know, we were married, we were redecorating the house and we were over at Home Goods, and I'm like, oh, look at these cute boxes. And he goes, well, what do you mean boxes for? And I go, well, hello, to put like glitter and glue in them.
Right.
And he was like, what? Why do you need that? I'm like, you married a kindergarten teacher, okay? Like, I carry markers and crayons.
Right. It's like an open door for like arts and crafts automatic.
Yes.
That's funny. I have another question that came in from Amy from Houston, wants to know, what is the most stressful part of your day and how are you able to handle it?
Okay. Well, I try to keep my days really stress-free, but that's easier said than done when you have so much going on. And, you know, when I was teaching, my whole entire day was stressful because you have 23 kids and there's so much going on and nothing's ever the same. So now that I'm a mother, it's a whole nother stress. Like being a mother, my hats go off to moms because your job never stops. It is 24/7. You know, I tell people my job stops when my daughter goes to bed. And then if she wakes up in the middle of the night, my job starts all over again.
Right.
So
yeah.
The most stressful part of my day right now, because there's always phases with her because she's so young, is really just when she teethes. She's starting to teethe.
Okay.
And it's so painful for her. And there's nothing I can do to pacify or calm her down. So that's stressful on me as a mother, thinking, oh gosh, what, like, I can't help her, you know, she's just in so much pain. So that's
what
breaks my
heart.
What
are you trying?
Well, I, you know, I've talked to her doctor, I've talked to other mothers, and I use those Highlands teething tablets on her. I rub them on her gums. That seems to help a little bit, but then, you know, it's all a temporary fix. It goes away. So the doctor,
right,
her pediatrician, is great. And he was like, well, you know, she's old enough so you can give her ibuprofen. And I'm like, well, okay. I mean, she hates the taste of it and will spit it out. And I feel so bad forcing it down her throat. But it's the only thing that helps her for more than, you know, a few minutes. Like, that stuff lasts for 8 hours and she knocks out at night.
Oh. Can you still hear
yes,
me? Okay, sorry, there was a little static. I want to make sure that I can. Okay. No, that I know that I used to, well, I mean, my daughter's now 16, so we were just doing the little freezing toys, the toys you could freeze, you know, and she was just all about that. So
yeah,
those definitely worked for us. The now, with all of that, I get, you know, you mentioned that, I mean, you are handling the stress, but do you do something to kind of decompress, or you know, do you have any techniques that you're using?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, it's a lot harder to get to the gym now when you have a baby.
Right.
So I love to work out. So I bought a jogging stroller and I put my daughter in it. And now when I say workout, I'm not saying like I do this intensive cardio workout. No, I don't have time for that. And, you know, I don't know many women that do have time for that. And so I put her in the jogging stroller and I get her in there and I walk 2 miles and then I will run 2 miles. And that's my workout. And that's the time when I can really just clear my mind and really focus on things. I also pray a lot. My mom is a devout Catholic. I mean, devout Catholic. And
right.
She's raised me, you know, to rely on my faith and to know that prayers move mountains. And, you know, I remember she always used to tell me, he who kneels before God can stand before anyone. And I'm such a huge believer in that when stuff is weighing heavy on my heart or, you know, there's just a lot on my mind. I mean, I just give it to God and, you know, let him handle it.
No, that's, I'm trying to go to church more. I'm never really here. So my thing is, I'm Catholic as well. So I kind of say a prayer with almost everything I do, but
yeah,
no, that's pretty great. Now, what about dealing with your other half? I mean, you're balancing obviously things with your daughter, but do you have any? This is kind of a question for me. Like, do you have tips that you can kind of share with everyone on how you're keeping the balance between you and your daughter, and then obviously family time, and then you and your husband, or you know, to kind of keep it as a happy marriage?
Right. I make sure that my husband and I have date night at least once a week. We try to do twice. My mom has been really great. She's been a lifesaver for us because she will babysit Holly whenever. Like, we just drop her off, and she's like, if y'all just have to go to H-E-B, just go. So sometimes our date nights will be at H-E-B buying groceries, and that's okay with me. You know, we go to the movies, we'll go out to dinner. If we have to go to an event, you know, because my husband, he's a business owner, so he has to do a lot of functions. And I definitely want to be there by his side to support him. And I tell him, like, we need a date night once a night I mean, once a week, but we try to do more than once a week, you know, even if it's just a movie, just spending time together, because I think a lot of people, they get so wrapped up with the baby and then they neglect their marriage. And I told my husband before the baby came, like, I never want to be like that. I always want to put my marriage as a priority.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, I know my fiance is my rock. I mean, between him and my daughter, like, if I can't, no, I couldn't even handle life, I think.
Yeah.
With everything that's going on.
I agree.
So that you know, I'm watching the timer over here. We've got about 8 minutes, but I have probably 4 or 5 more questions. But again, for those of you that are tuning in, you can call into our guest line. The number is 516-418-5580. Again, that's 516-418-5580. Or you can hit us up in the chat room if you have any questions. If we don't get to all the questions today, Raquel, I hope that you wouldn't mind maybe doing kind of like a part two version to kind of fit everything in. Would that be cool?
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Okay, I do want to talk about your blog, though, because I know that you launched your blog recently, and I have, that's where the Ink Inside Out for Us came from. We were blogging about everything that was going on behind the scenes of the cosmetic brand and my crazy military life, and but tell us about your blog, and what are you planning on doing with it, and what do you have going on now?
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, I've always blogged. It's just my blogging previously was a little bit different. I had a classroom blog when I was in the classroom, when I was teaching, and it was about this stuffed animal elephant, and his name was Welly. And everywhere that I would travel, I would take the elephant with me, and then I'd put it on my blog and show my students, and they loved it. It was such a great learning tool for them, because my students thought that going on vacation was going to McDonald's. They weren't exposed to the beach or, like, camping. They didn't do any of that, and I wanted to show them, you know, snow and the beaches, and that there are other places outside of San Antonio. Like, I wanted them, you know, to let them know that when they grew up, they could do anything they wanted, and they could travel anywhere they wanted, you know, just go to school, get a good education, get a good job, and really make your dreams come true. And my kids loved it. So I thought, okay, well, now that I'm not in the classroom, I still want to blog.
Right.
And so I got... I started blogging, and my husband was like, yeah, you know, you should really do this blog. And he owns an SEO company, so he's the one who helped me really start the blog and promote it. So my blog is happilyhubbert.com, and it's about health, wellness, beauty products, my family, fashion, travel, education. I just wanted my audience and my readers to walk away having learned something, you know, and I really just wanted to come off as giving them tips on stuff that I wish I would have known about, you know? Just stuff that's really near and dear to my heart. It ranges from tips on how to help your baby sleep. It ranges from, you know, my pregnancy story. It ranges from how my husband asked me to marry him, my favorite places to travel. So when my readers are, you know, reading it, and they can see, oh, well, she's been to Aspen, and I'm going to Aspen, and I want to see some really great restaurants, or what are some fun things to do? I just want to be able to share those stories with my readers.
Okay, and are you going to have guests? Are you going to offer anything for guest writers or something to kind of come your way?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I would love to have guest writers. I've talked to a couple people here, and some of them have blogs already, and I'm like, I would love to have you on my blog, you know, to be a guest writer. That would be awesome. I haven't had any yet because I've been so busy, you know, and I haven't even had a blog entry in like two to three weeks, so I need to get on that. But I definitely have people in mind, so I would love to be guest writers on my blog.
So if someone was interested in doing that, where could they reach you?
They could reach me at Hubbert, that's H-U-B-B-E-R-T .Raquel, R-A-Q-U-E-L @gmail.com. That's my email address.
And then again, the blog name. Can you spell that out for them?
It's happily. Yeah, happilyhubbert.com.
Awesome. So hopefully maybe you'll get a few of your guest writers from tonight's show. If not, I mean, if you put that out, I would definitely do a blog post about it. That's how I had interns that were wanting to write. There were in journalism courses for fashion and things, and I love to have the younger crowd on there. So that might be an idea as well.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. I mean, I welcome anyone, you know, if they're an intern, if they've been blogging for a while, whoever, if they've got great things to blog about and it definitely would go well on my blog, yeah, I definitely welcome it.
Okay. Well, we have about 4 minutes or so left, and I have maybe three questions. If I don't get to the questions, everyone, we will definitely post them. Possibly with an answer for you guys on either her blog or my blog, or maybe we'll do something both, just kind of answer everyone's questions, because I don't like to leave anybody hanging there. But I had Dana from Ohio wanted to ask specifically about dealing with home businesses, because it looks like she wants to start her own business. She wants one piece of advice. What is one piece of advice that you have for someone that is on that path?
To have patience. You know, so many people in the business, they want results in little to no time. And I always tell people, like, remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to have patience. And, you know, I see how stressful business can be, not only from, you know, the business that I'm running, but my husband. He's been in business a heck of a lot longer than I have, and he is way more savvy about it. And, you know, him owning two businesses, I see how stressed out he is when he comes home. And I think there are going to be amazing days, and then there's going to be terrible days, and you kind of just roll with the punches and really take one day at a time. But, you know, don't give up. Pursue your dreams and your goals. Sow your seeds and they will harvest.
I love it. And what about, because I don't want it to cut off on us. We have about 2 minutes. I do want to know what upcoming projects you might have going on or where people can find you.
Yeah, so the upcoming projects, right now I'm just doing the It Works and blogging, definitely. One of my friends who is a second grade teacher at one of the schools here in Northside, she was like, well, you know, we need day tutors. So I may, in November, I may go back to being a day tutor, tutoring kinder through second grade again. I just haven't really decided, because I told myself, like, take a year off with your daughter and just focus on her. But it's like, gosh, I love interacting with other kids and helping. And so my husband was like, just focus on the It Works and focus on the blogging and focus on Holly. And so I think I should probably take his advice and do that. And then when the time is right, then focus on teaching.
Okay. And I'm definitely going to want to bring you back, Raquel, for another show. So hopefully we could do this again in a couple weeks, because I have about 4 or 5 more questions that people are kind of adding in, and I don't want to ignore them. So I will get them definitely to you via email. But I do want to kind of recap. You guys can get a hold of Raquel. And Raquel, thank you so much for talking with us. If you think of anything else that you kind of want to bring to the table in a couple weeks, please do so, and we'll kind of coordinate that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. I hope that I answered all the questions really well, and that people walk away learning a little bit something about me and, you know, something that they didn't know. Like, I always like to help people because I like to learn things that I didn't know.
Oh, well, no, you did great. Thank you so much. And everybody, you can get a hold of Raquel again via her blog. And I said www.happilyhubbert.com. And for those of you, we strive to find new and innovative ideas. So please shoot us an email and check us out on our website. Thanks so much.
Yes, thanks.